Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, April 16th, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. So once again, got a broadcast full of facts, and this information is important to you and your family, so you might want to have a pen and a paper. But you always watch it again. I mean, you know, we have people watching us a couple of times because we do have a lot of stuff, and sometimes it comes rapid fire. But I'll try to be very methodical tonight. So we lead with the state of mind of the President of the United States. So I'm in a unique position to know the man for more than 30 years. You know about the United States of Trump. If you do read the book, you will understand him. Right now, Donald Trump is angry. That's his state of mind. And it's a two-pronged frustration slash anger. So he believes that he succeeded beyond any expectation in putting the American economy back together and having prosperity for most Americans. And he did that in the first 3 years in office. That was his signature accomplishment and what he was going to run for re-election on. It's gone. The virus killed that. Now, people will remember what he did. There's no doubt that is true. All right. And the people who like Donald Trump will give him full credit. People who don't like him will not. However, people vote on emotion. And next November, that's how they will vote. Not on a, well, the president did this the first 3 years. It's not going to be that way. So Donald Trump knows he has lost a tremendous achievement in his pursuit of re-election. It makes him furious, makes him crazy. It would be like you training for the Olympics, and we have thousands of athletes in this position right now, and getting to a point of such strength and such accomplishment by practice and practice and suffering and suffering and suffering, and then no more Olympics. That's exactly what happened. You can imagine the frustration of those athletes who spent years and years developing their skill, and now they can't compete because of the virus. It's the same thing. Secondly, the frustration that Donald Trump has that is turned to anger is that he knows that the media doesn't care about the truth in this country any longer, that all the reportage is done through an ideological prism. And 90% of the national press despises what Donald Trump stands for and the people who follow him. And they want a total revision of the American government and economic system. Trump knows that viscerally, and he knows he's not going to get any credit no matter what he does. So he's angry about that. He wants to be treated fairly, as most people do. I identify with that 100% because for 20 years and then beyond, I got attacked not because of my competence as a reporter and news analyst, but by people who didn't like what I was saying. And they tried to destroy me time after time after time after time after time. And finally, when there was a management change, they were able to do it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD
to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Airlines. This is a huge scandal, and I am trying to get it in front of the president. Only 30% of you, the American consumer, who bought airline tickets but cannot fly because of the pandemic will get cash refunds. Unacceptable. It's got to be 100%, especially because the airlines are getting billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, to bail them out. That's our money. That's taxpayer money. And they're not going to give cash refunds because you can't fly? You can't fly? And in most cases, they've canceled the flights? No. President has to make an announcement that if you have an airline ticket and you could not use that airline ticket because of the pandemic, which is everybody, you get cash refunds back. Has to. This is an enormous fraud. And the airlines, they're beyond shame. What they do to their customers on a daily basis is, and I have to say, the flight crews and the pilots and the mechanics and all, they're the best. They're the best in the world. But the management of the airlines? Oh. Anyway, I'm working it. I'm working it. And I hope I can get something done. Face masks. All right. So Governor Cuomo says all of us in New York have to wear face masks if we go out, but not really. I love this. So the press doesn't report dishonestly. Everybody got to wear a face mask. No. You have to wear a face mask if you're going to be in a crowd, which means if you're going to take a subway or a bus, then you have to wear one. And I'm happy. That makes sense. But if I'm going to walk the terror dog, which I have to do four times a day, I have to wear a face mask to do that. Because I can stay apart from anybody I see. So that's the truth on that. But Biden, he wants Trump to wear a face mask. And in some kind of little thing he did for unions yesterday, he's still campaigning from his basement, Biden is. All right, he said this, go.
Your union is also making the case that the president should be making every single day. I wish he would stop talking and let the scientists speak. I don't walk out of this house without a mask on. I don't walk out in my yard to talk to the Secret Service without the mask on. It's critical.
Okay, fine. You're going to have your presser, President Biden, you're going to have the little mask on. All right, so I've got some very important information to give you in a final thought. First is break.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, so you know that this broadcast is fact-based, and it is here to give you information first, analysis second. I'm also doing that on the radio, and we have posted every day the O'Reilly Update, which goes out to 250 radio stations across the country. WABC here in New York and WLS in Chicago just signed on to monster legacy stations. We're just rolling. A lot of times, the information I have on the radio, I don't have on TV. It's just a time thing. So check that out, if you would. Check out our radio presentations, because it's good, solid information. And it's quick. Boom, boom, boom. And we do a segment called Something You Might Not Know, which I don't do here. And you're going to love it. It's very entertaining. The other day, I did What Auction Items, What People Are Paying the Most Money For in Sports, Pop, History, all of that. It was fun. Now, concierge members, you guys get to email me anytime you want, and I answer your emails privately. Okay? I don't read them to the world. And it can be issues, it can be personal stuff. I can't give you financial advice or medical advice, but if I can help you, I'll help you. But I'm getting some concierge emails in the weeds. So you hear something on the internet, or there's some conspiracy you heard about, and then you ask me. I don't do that. I don't go there to those sites. And I hate to say I don't know anything about it, but if I don't know anything about it, I'm going to tell you. So don't waste your mail asking me about internet stuff. And I'm not checking it out. I got too much to do. You know how much crazy, insane stuff's on the internet? It's about 85% of it is garbage. That's all I do all day if I was checking that out. So this is the word to the wise. You guys are wise for being concierge members. And finally, I'm not the Wizard of Oz here. I don't know everything. So I get people asking me these questions about small business and this and that and proposed legislation and North Dakota, they're doing this. I don't know. I wish I was the Wizard of Oz, you know, the real one, not the guy behind the curtain. But I don't know. I don't have the staff to shake it down. So sometimes you're going to get, I don't know. Most of the time I will know if it's important, but sometimes I don't. All right. We're going to be checking in throughout the weekend. I hope you read the message of the day today. It's a good one. We'll have a new column up on Sunday about this one world fraud. I'm working on that now. Thanks for being premium and concierge members. We'll see you soon.